as we lift our voice in praise, it's you that I see, it's you that I see. Sing it out, sir.
Beloved, you're about to listen to a message by Pastor Prince Laye. Pastor Prince Laye is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of rescue.
Celebrate the Lord. Amen.
Rescue agent, we are going to preach the word. We will tell them, snatching them from hell to heaven. We won't relent. Hey, we will rest not until the last soul we save by preaching the gospel of Jesus, filling the mansions of heaven, forever committed. Yeah, we will rest not until the last soul is saved by preaching the gospel of Jesus, filling the mansions of heaven, forever committed. We are going, we are going. Rescue agents, we are going to preach the word. We will tell them, snatching them from hell to heaven. We won't relent. Hey, we will rest not. We saved by preaching the gospel of Jesus, filling the mansions of heaven, forever committed. Hey, we will tell us all by preaching the gospel.
Amen. Lift up your two hands, Heavenly Father. Thank you for your word is already anointed. Anoint these lips of clay. Ordain your word in my mouth. Cause your word to prosper in my mouth. I declare that all the hearers of these words will receive the spirit behind the words. I declare that the spirit and the grace of increase will fall upon everyone. In our health and in our body, may we increase. We declare in our finances, may we increase. As a church, may we increase in souls. In the mighty name of Jesus, may every little thing in our life begin to increase in Jesus' name. Put your two hands together and shout a better amen. Hallelujah. God richly bless you. You want to be seated. Amen. And as you do that, you want to look in the face of that beautiful and handsome person by your side. Tell the person, welcome to the house of the Lord. This year is going to be a very good year for somebody. I said, this year is going to be a very good year for somebody. Somebody hearing the sound of my voice will receive the grace of goodness and mercy. This year, the year will be kind to you. The year will treat you with kindness. If you are that person, sound, I receive it. Sit down. God bless you. During our 31st, the Lord launched us into a new year, and the theme for the year is supernatural increase. And we have been trying to explain to ourselves what supernatural increase means. And so I'm just going to recap quickly. We said supernatural increase means to become larger or greater in size or quantity beyond the usual or beyond normal explanation. To become larger, to become huge, to increase or to become bigger in size beyond usual explanation or beyond what is expected to happen. Amen. And this is the situation where your life appreciates in a way that beats all human reasoning and beats all human understanding. When your life begins to increase, all of a sudden things in your life begin to change. You start growing better and better by the day. Your finances changing, the church growing without explanation. When things in your life are falling in place without sweat and struggle, and then we say you are operating in a supernatural realm. Can I have an amen? Amen. May that be your story this year. Amen. I said, may that be your story this year. Amen. We explain that God is the agent of supernatural increase. That means God is the one who can supernaturally increase you. What your might can get is not actually God. But what your might cannot get is what God can give you. Pray that this year God will give you what your sweat cannot fetch you. You didn't hear that. I said this year may God give us what our sweat cannot fetch us. Maybe your sweat could have gotten you 100 cities at the end of that project, or 200 cities, or 500 cities at the end of the project. But when God steps in, the little you do will result in a huge result without you having what it takes to explain. And then we say that this is not by might, neither is it by power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. So God is the giver of increase. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
That is why Paul says, I planted, Apollo watered, but God gave the increase. So God is the one who gives increase. And we studied that in the life of Abraham, that God blessed Abraham and increased Abraham in all things, in all things. And we looked at the areas that God can increase you. We said God can increase you as a church in our numbers. God can increase us financially. God can increase us maritally. When you marry, you see that everything in your life begin to appreciate. You used to be in single room. All of a sudden, the favor of the Lord locates you and you're in six bedroom house. And it looks so drastic. That is called supernatural increase. Can I have an amen? God can increase you in your academics, where you used to be last but one, but all of a sudden, when the grace of increase comes upon you, you start topping the list. May that be somebody's story. When God increases you academically, maybe you are a school dropout, or you have just ended first degree, or you are just a certificate holder, but the grace of God can move you from a certificate holder to make you a master's or PhD holder. Somebody is entering to that level. Hallelujah. Ask someone by your side, do you understand? And so we have been looking at this supernatural increase that it is God who can give you. And so we saw that in the life of Abraham. We saw it also in the life of Isaac, where we spent a lot of time during the 31st to see what God did to Isaac. That God told Isaac to stay in that same land. Don't move, but stay in that same land. Tell somebody, stay in this same church. Your blessing will appear right here. Tell the person. Tell the person, it's not a mistake you are here. Your blessing will appear this year. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Do you know that sometimes until the time comes, it may look like you are the wrong place? Do you know that? Until your time of blessing comes, you may think you are the wrong place. Because when you go to plant a tree, let's say a coconut tree, and it is right by the waterside, you will not start harvesting the coconut from day one, will you? Oh, hello, talk to me. Will you harvest from day one? So, for the number of years the coconut will have to remain at the waterside, you may think that, oh, Charlie, I think if you should change your location, you can be blessed though. But let it remain there until the season. When the season of coconut comes, or when the season of mango comes, that is when you will know that this old mango that is here had what it takes to be blessed, or had what it takes to be fruitful. Tell the one by you that your blessing is here. Your time is coming. Clap your hands for Jesus. Amen. Now, supernatural increase also happened in the life of Jacob and Laban. In the life of Jacob, we saw from the story, we ended at where we were looking at the reality or the possibility that has it happened before? This thing we are talking about, a sea pen, and obi wo hono ma wanan ti wosa di ni mu pen. Say the bear yesu yebinya, that expectation that God can do it for us. And so we saw Abraham, we saw Isaac. Today I'm going to continue quickly from Jacob and Laban. In Genesis chapter 30 verse 27, the Bible says, and Laban, who is the uncle of Jacob, okay, and Laban said to him, please stay, if I have found favor in your eyes. This was Jacob who had worked for Laban 14 years and was living. And Laban, his uncle or his boss, his manager, was begging him that don't quit this work, don't leave this shop, don't leave this office, don't quit this business. And then he said, do not leave. Stay with me if I found favor in your eyes. For I have learned by experience. Let's read. But I have learned by experience that the Lord has blessed me for your sake. May your manager look you in the eyes and tell you the same. You didn't receive it like I'm talking about you. I said, may your employer look in your face and beg you that, listen, should we increase your salary? We will increase your salary. Just don't leave. Stay with us because we have prospered since you joined this company. Receive it in the name of Jesus. So every business you join or every company you join, they should see positive increase, positive results, so that they can trace it to your God. This was what Jacob, the son of Isaac, was enjoying. Jump to verse 28. Go quickly. Verse 28. And he said, this to Laban speaking. Laban said, appoint me thy wages and I'll give it. In other words, tell me how much I should pay you. Say increase. Oh, say increase. This year, employers will negotiate. They will compete for your service. You didn't receive it like you believe I'm talking to you. I said, this year, companies will battle for your signing. Like the way football clubs can be battling for the signing of a player. Company, you see MTN and Vodafone who are competing for a brand manager. I command that may companies fight for you.
Amen.
May shops fight for you.
Amen.
May businesses fight for your service. Shall I receive it? Very, very important. Amen. And as you are receiving it, you are sowing a seed. That is what will make it work. Amen. As you are receiving it, you sow a seed on it. Let me teach you the right thing to do. Should I, few friends, teach you the right thing? You don't just sit down and say, I receive it. Unless you have nothing. That's one of a fan. But if you can sow one Ghana city into the thing, God is expecting, it's an act of faith that I receive this thing. Then you sow a seed on it so it will grow in the realm of the spirit. Amen. For me, I'm only a teacher. I'll teach you the truth. You can choose to do it or not. That is your own issue. You can choose to do it. Amen. Say, appoint me. Tell me. Any people. Catch you on your hina min chiao. What a blessing. It's not the one that they are telling you that how much will you take? Say, I will take 500. They say, considering the economy, we'll give you 3-5. Oh, I stay very far. Take it or leave it. That's not increase. That's not increase. That's not a blessing. That's not a blessing. The one that when you go, they are fighting. This one says, we'll give you 1,000. The other person says, I'll give you 1,005. Then when the other person hears that this one is giving you 1,005, the person will say, okay, then I'll make my 2,000. You have a witness in the house here. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Very, very important. See, what has never happened before, that is when you can doubt whether it can happen. But once it has happened to Jacob, it can happen for you. Once if you see that here, usubet manya out here. Amen. Hallelujah. Take your seat. Verse 29. And look at what Jacob said. And he said unto him, thou knowest. Now Jacob is talking. Thou knowest how I have served you, and how thy cattle was with me. I took care of your animals. Next. For it was little which thou